Page 111. Exercise 3.
Speaker 1.
Well, my attitude to money is that the universe will always provide. Some people say it's a sort of easy come, easy go kind of attitude to money. But I feel that, you know, if I spend out on other people, it will usually come back. Unfortunately, a lot of time it doesn't come back. And I can get into debt, which I have a few problems at the moment. But, you know, I will always want to splash out with money because I really do feel that ultimately it will come around full circle again. And money will come back to me. I love money. I really do. I adore it. And when it does come in, I'm a producer, so, you know, my lifestyle is very up and down. And when it does come in, I have to obviously get it out there as soon as I can for the next project. And you never know whether that project will take off. If it does, they say you got to accumulate to speculate or vice versa, whatever that is. And if it does, it comes back in, which is great. But I'm not prepared to rein it in totally. No way.
Speaker 2.
There's a saying that people use a lot, which is that money is the root of all evil. And I've got to completely disagree. I don't think money is the problem. I think greed is the root of all evil. And it's very interesting. Now, there's a friend of mine from school who's an incredibly intelligent guy, and he was determined he was going to be as rich as he possibly could. And he succeeded, I have to say. Works in a merchant bank. He's got to be a millionaire at least. He works, I mean, incredibly hard. And we see each other all the time. He's a great bloke. He's a great bloke. He's a fairly greedy bloke, but he is a great guy. But I'm sure he's not happier than I am. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not poor. I don't want to be poor, but I just want to earn enough to live well. I don't want to spend every hour of every day trying to, you know, get the extra, well, however much it might be. I just want to have enough so that my family's secure. I can live a comfortable life. But other than that, I'm perfectly happy just to earn what I can, I suppose.
Speaker 3.
I think I'm quite sensible about money. I mean, I always, as a child, used to sort of save me lunch money and kind of, you know, spend it on some kind of sensible. I don't know why. I mean, most of my friends are, they just sort of fritter it away and, like, you know, wave it around a bit. I mean, some friends are quite sensible like me, but others, you know, they're always in debt, or they haven't got, like, they're always saying, you know, I haven't got a penny to rub together. And I'm like, well, why? You've got to be saving it. I mean, you've got to, you know about your income and know what you're earning, and then you know what to spend. And I just don't get it. I mean, I'm an air hostess, so I fly around the world and I see a lot of amazing places. But I work really hard, and I like to save me money and sort of spend it on proper things, you know.